Your verdict on that draw?
Hello, hello. I'll say it's to me. It's a good draw. We've liked to had the win, but I'll say it's a good draw. Get a point. They're on a good run. Managed to get back 4-4 on Tuesday. So they're doing well, and right now we're picking up. We're picking up. We're doing better. We're getting better on the ball, and it was kind of a sloppy goal, but we managed to get one back straight away, and we was on top of them, and looked like we were going to get something with JJ hitting the bar. But we didn't manage to get the final goal with Matty going through. The keeper put a very good save, but it's a good way to end this part, and we come back from international break and we kick on again, and I see positive things for the future.
What's that missing ingredient at the moment? What is it? Pinpoint it, can you?
Keeping a clean sheet. I reckon if we keep a clean sheet, we'll win the game. Like, we've scored basically every game except for the Donny game, and if we've kept a clean sheet, that means we've won the games. But it's not just, I'm not blaming the defenders. It's because you've got to keep a clean sheet as a team. We're all team players. So you've got to defend from the front. So I'm including myself, I'm including the strikers, I'm including everyone in that. Mm. Because if we all work together, we press. If one person goes and then we all go, that means they're under pressure and then they'll probably kick the ball out. If one person go and we don't all go, then they're just going to pass around that player, and that player, him going, it would have been pointless. And then that's one person less to defend for us. So keeping clean sheets are very important.
What's the mood like in there? Is it similar to yours?
Oh, definitely. We're all quite positive. We keep getting frustrated that we're letting goals in, and it's not like they're passing around us. It's not like they deserve it. We're giving it to them. Mm. So we're all quite frustrated, but we're all positive. We all feel things are going right, even though it's just parts of games, really, that's going wrong. Say, Donny game, one opportunity, scored. Today, they had two good opportunities, but it was one sloppy opportunity we gave them from our throw-in while they scored. Otherwise, they wouldn't really have been in the game. So we kick the sloppiness out, and we start riding the league.
Second of the season for you today. Overall, how would you sum up your season so far? Because some people have said to me, he's not the player he was last season. Which...
I'm definitely not the player I was last season.
What, no, why not?
I can't really, whatever I say is going to sound like an excuse. So
tell us. Regard it as an excuse. It's just you being honest. Just tell us what you think.
I just don't feel as sharp as I was last year. 5 months out, I feel as games are going on, I'm getting a bit sharper and getting a bit sharper. It's just like, I feel my injury is kind of taking its toll. But I feel right now, I'm getting back to like today, I feel I was sharp, I was moving around, and I feel a lot better. Mm. And I feel in myself, today was one of my best, if not my best performance of the season.
Because you're starting to get at players. To be fair, I thought you did it against Doncaster last week and people disagreed. I thought you were really good first half because you'd gone back out wide again after your spell down the middle.
Yeah.
And you look naturally at home there, don't you? Is that something else as well? Maybe a change of position has perhaps hindered your progress?
Definitely. Definitely. Because last year I was playing on the wide and I was doing what I'm used to doing because I played on the wide my whole career. Mm. And it was something different. But I'm a person where, as long as I get the shirt, I'm going to play. I don't mind playing anywhere. Gaffer could put me anywhere and I'll try to do a job for him. So I can't say it's because Hender in the position kind of changed me. It's more about me having my sharpness and trying to do whatever I can in whatever position I am.
So what about the break? Is that a good thing or not?
It's a catch-22 question, really. Because we're playing so well right now, it could be a bad thing. But we've just got to, in the break, think about it, get into training, be sharp, do what we've been doing pre-break, and get back and do what we're just carry on what we're doing.
Do you feel for the manager?
Oh, definitely.
Because obviously everyone looks at him now saying, 10 games, no win. Is he right?
You can't really blame the manager, really, because all he can do is pick a team. and the boys have to do the job for him. So you can't really blame the manager. He feels the 11 that he puts out is the 11 that will get the points for him. So you can't say you change the manager and the points will be coming. You change the manager might play the same 11. So you can't really blame him. And I don't feel we're far off. I feel we're performing well. So if we were performing badly, losing every game, like last year, we won 2, drew 2, lost 8, won 1, drew 1, lost 7. And we managed to stay up. We managed to play well. It wasn't like we just stayed up. Luckily, even though it was like last day, we played very well at the end of last season.
Positives then to build on.
Definitely.